Well, my next guest is one of the greats. Fred Willard has been involved in so many memorable films and television programs that it's hard to list them all. I mean, I guess we'll start with Fernwood Tonight, one of the best programs of all time. Also, Willard has always had a home with filmmaker and comedian Christopher Guest and has appeared in movies like This is Spinal Tap, Waiting for Guffman, Best in Show, A Mighty Wind, and the upcoming film Mascots, which will be out in October, just to name a few. But did you know that Willard cut his teeth in comedy at the Second City right here in Chicago? His first main stage show was back in 1965. Willard will be back on stage in Chicago at Millennium Park tomorrow night to present the Second City with a Fifth Star Award put on by the Department of Cultural Affairs. And it is my pleasure to welcome legend Fred Willard to the Download tonight. Mr. Willard, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. How are you?
I'm great. How does it feel to be the one that gets to present the award to the Second City back here in Chicago?
All kidding aside, it's very flattering when they called. I mean, there's such a group of great alumni from Second City, and I've always been a very big fan of Second City. I've always come to see their shows. They've put me in a lot of shows, and so it's a great honor, really great thing, and for the whole city of Chicago. You know, it's just a great thing. I love Chicago. I'm not from Chicago. I'm from Cleveland, but I spent a lot of time here.
Well, let's talk about that time. You know, as I mentioned, your first main stage show that is documented is 1965. Talk about coming to Chicago. What are your memories of being a young comedian coming to Chicago to work with Second City?
Well, I was very familiar with their Second City's work. And I'd been to Chicago. I had a partner working in, we worked in clubs, the old Mr. Kelly's here in Chicago.
Yeah, right.
Gatorhorn. And I auditioned and they asked me to come. And at first I didn't want to come because I was going to be a Broadway star, you know, in New York. But I came for 6 months and stayed an extra 6 months. And it was probably the most, really one of the best years of my life artistically, because at Second City, you can do something during the day, have an idea, and have it up on stage that night.
Yeah.
With a great cast of characters. I was in the same company with Robert Klein, David Steinberg, a wonderful girl named Judy Grobart, and a very funny English lady named Sandra Caron. And so we had a great repertory company and just had a lot of fun. So for here, just for laughs and having fun, it was wonderful.
For you, I mean, to be already in comedy and have a partner and work in clubs like Mr. Kelly's, what did Second City teach you about improv, about some of the things that later on in your career you became, you know, famous for?
Well, at the time, back then, there wasn't, improv was not that big a thing like it is today, where they have rules and books written about it.
Right.
I think what comes, like anything, is just actually doing it. Be put out on the stage. I was, we opened the show with a set material, and I remember the first time they actually almost had to push me out on stage into a scene, and I went out with nothing on my mind and did very well. And the next night, a scene was going on. I had a great joke. And I came out and I did the joke and I was left with nothing. So I think that's one thing I learned. Don't go out with one joke on your mind and think that's going to carry you. So just like jump in the canoe and go downstream with everyone. That's what we learned. And at the end of the year or even 6 months, you realize you can get on a stage with nothing prepared and just, if not be great, at least hold your own and keep a scene moving. So that's what it is. Like anything, just experience.
Yeah. Well, for you, I mean, You've
working
been
with people like David Steinberg and Robert Klein, who then was known as Bob Klein. This is before he did his great stand-up stuff. Mm-hmm. So it was a very supportive group.
For you, I mean, it's interesting because you learned all these techniques at a time when improv wasn't the sort of, you know, the standard necessarily. Like you mentioned, books and other things have been written since, and it's become sort of a cottage industry. But when you were on stage in the 60s at Second City, it was just part of a means to an end. That was, you know, the almost what you guys would do to get ready to be able to put the stuff on stage. But you have made a career out of being in films with Christopher Guest, where improv is a big part of it, where that's, you know, some of the legendary films that we know in this country come out of, you know, a premise and you guys being able to play with it. I mean, talk about how, you know, you came from cutting your teeth at Second City and you're able to, in your career, have a career where improv is a big part of it.
Yes. Well, working again with Christopher Guest, again, it kind of made me nervous because I said, geez, I'm going to have to write all these lines. But you're, again, working with a whole group of people that you admire and have faith in, Bob Balaban, Eugene Levy, Catherine O'Hara, and you just jump in and rather than just try to, you know, score bigs, like there's a difference with doing improv in a nightclub or on an improv show where you try to get big laughs. In a Christopher Guest movie, you try to just keep the scene going, try to make it humorous. You go in with a humorous slant, but keep the whole scene moving. Kind of know in the back of your mind that he's filming 120 hours that's going to be cut down to 85 minutes. So if you have a thought, just say it and do it. And as they say, as one of the lessons of improv, yes, and, which I never understood, but what it means is if someone comes in and with a premise, you just jump on board and go with it.
You sound
stop them. What's that you said?
I said you sound somewhat like your character from Waiting for Guffman. When you need a line, you just come up. When you have a line, just say it. But that there is something to that.
If you forget your lines, yeah, just start talking about your day. Yeah.
For you,
in a way, I think you just have to kind of think funny. I was take good things and bad things in my life with kind of a funny in the back of my mind that there's laughs underneath it. So you kind of go along with that, and you're supported by, as I say, great people who you know aren't going to undermine you. And so it's, but I've always been a great fan of Second City, even before I was in Second City. I remember once flying from Las Vegas to New York and spending a night in Chicago just to see the Second City company. And since then, since I've worked in Second City, we come to Chicago the first night, let's go to Second City. If we've seen the show, we go around back, go into the ETC show and see that. It's always such good stuff. They're always so bright. They never play down to an audience. They make the audience kind of come up to their level. Even if a lot of times you don't get what they're talking about, you still laugh. And I remember that when I first saw the original company, with Alan Arkin and Barbara Harris and Severin Darden, there were a lot of things that would go over my head, but you still laughed. You got the humor that they were trying to get across.
Yeah, right.
Doing philosophical things and historical things and political things, but they made it very funny.
For you, I mean, is it exciting? I mean, you say that you come to Chicago and you go to find the you know, the theater, you go to Second City, you go to Second City ETC all around the corner. I mean, do you find yourself gravitating towards the stage? I mean, thinking about the times when you were on that exact, or that, yeah, this exact stage, that main stage, thinking about your time, Mr. Kelly, getting back to the stage?
Absolutely, yes. I was in different comedy groups. We played many places here in Chicago, and you have memories of being on the stage until they come out at intermission and say, Fred, would you like to get up in the set with us?
Right.
And say, and my wife always says, go on, get up. But they make it quite easy for, you know, you have a thing where you can pop in and out of a scene. But it's still a little scary because it's like, you know, going to a Cubs game and having them come out and say, would you like to come up and play the last three innings with us? Yeah, I'd love to, but I'm going to feel like a fool.
We're talking with Fred Willard. Fred Willard, of course, is the comedy legend. He's going to be presenting the Fifth Star Award to the Second City tomorrow, Millennium Park, which is a great honor for the Second City. It's put on by the Department of Cultural Affairs, celebrates creativity. And Fred Willard spent time, you know, as an ensemble member, as you mentioned, some of the people that you've mentioned about coming to see Alan Arkin, coming to be a part of the stage, and even, you know, the movies with Christopher Guest. You have found a way to have a career in ensemble. How important is it to have an ensemble around you and to be able to have history with the people you're performing with?
Well, it's very important. It's very supportive. I've tried to do stand-up, which is very rewarding, even if you're not good at it. It can be, you know, a lot of young people say to me, what's the best way to get started? And I'll say, come up with 4 or 5 minutes. Even if it's not funny, get up someplace. You don't have to kill the crowd. Someone might, you know, develop But it's very tough, and it's much easier when you have an ensemble of other people that are that kind of inspire you. And so I always tell people, come up with 5 minutes on your own. If you can't do that, get into an improv group, get into a sketch group, get some friends at school, put together, write some sketches. They don't have to be, you know, world beaters. You just get up and start doing things. And go to classes. Go to an acting class. Go and take improv classes. An improv class may not teach you anything, but what they will teach you, they'll put you up with opposite someone and say, okay, you're on a ship that's sinking, and your wife took the last seat in the boat, and, you know, go. You got a first line. That, how could you have done this to me? You'll fail many times, but you'll get a background. It's like anything that way. And if you don't succeed at it, there's a million other things to do.
Yeah, right.
It's like playing a banjo. You can be the best banjo player in the world, but if you can't, you know, what does that mean? And if you can't play the banjo, go on to do something else.
Absolutely. For you, I mean, you've had comedy in your blood from you know, like you mentioned, the Mr. Kelly days, the Second City, to getting in the television. Fernwood Tonight was just genius. And all the work that you've done in sitcoms as well as movies, including the Christopher Guest canon. You know, how important is it for you? I mean, at what point was there ever a point where you came to that thought where you're like, you know what, I don't know if I want to be a comedian. I don't know if this is, I'm cut out for this. Maybe I'll try something else. Or has it always been comedian or die?
Well, just lately I've been thinking that. I've been saying, maybe I wasn't right for this business. So you watch a TV show and say, this is the worst piece of crap I've ever seen. And the next thing you read in the papers, it came in number two in the whole country. I said, well, maybe this isn't my business. But, one thing, I've never had anything I could fall back on. And that's a good thing. I guess my fallback would be just be in the park with pushing a cart around. That wouldn't be so bad. I'm serious. If my dad owned a sporting goods store and said, come on in, which I did. I had a stepfather who wanted me to take over his clothing business. I never once thought about it. Yeah, that might be pretty good. Selling, retail clothes in Cleveland, Ohio. I didn't want to do that. So, but that would be wonderful for some people who might say, God, I can't believe you'd get up, do 8 shows a week, the same show every night. What do you do? I've had people say to me, what do you do when you're not working? Do you just sit around all day? And I said, well, I guess so. But every day, who has security in this life?
Right.
Who knows a year from now they're going to be working the same job other than you? I mean, I hear great things about you. So, I mean, you're safe. You're safe.
Right.
If
thank
not,
you.
Job, another thing. And what are you doing in Chicago? New York is your next step.
That's why I got to get to New York.
You know what I mean? It's, who can say a year from now I'll be where I am or better? So there's no security in anything. But just keep going. A lot of my success has been, I found things that I love, like SCTV, the SCTV show.
Yeah, absolutely.
I got to know those people, and I loved them. I took a love to Second City. I'm a big fan of Eugene Levy. Christopher Guest, I love. And you get in with that crowd. I guess if I'd gotten into very close with John Voight and those people, I might be doing a dramatic TV show now. But so find out what you really like and just immerse yourself in it.
Well, I would say that Christopher Guest, the Eugene Levy, they got in with you, with Fred Willard. They found the right guy to get in with.
Wait, I'm writing this down. Because, damn it. Well, I don't get the credit I deserve. This Eugene Levy. And, I was in one of those movies he did, the American Pie.
Right.
And then my wife was, she said, oh, you shouldn't do that. I said, yeah, but, Eugene, I read that he got 7 figures for doing 3 days and one that went straight to video. I said, wait, 7 figures. But he's worth it, I'll tell you.
All right,
makes me laugh.
Let me ask you one last question. I'll let you go.
I'm very busy. I'm sitting in the park, the white the water tower park, writing. Oh,
all right.
Thank you very much, sir. Someone just dropped 25 cents in my coffee cup.
Fred Willard, my guest tonight.
Who says there's no love in Chicago?
Yeah, right? They love you here. We love you in Chicago. All right, so tomorrow night you'll be on stage at Millennium Park introducing Second City, presenting them with the fifth star award, a big award. For you, you know, thinking about your career, I mean, the 1965, that's 50 years, you know, to think about your time on stage. I mean, when you think back on that time, do you consider yourself a Second City guy at heart? Are you always Second City through and through? I mean, for all the experience you've
had? Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, people ask me, now there's so many different groups. There's Upright Citizens Brigade, there's the Groundlings. I still, you know, they're all great, but I'm still a big fan of Second City. And as for tomorrow night, the Second City Trooper is going to do about 10 minutes. The Black Ensemble Theater is going to do a few minutes. And someone just told me that they're doing the life story of Jackie Wilson.
Yeah.
I'm such a fan of him. I hope they do a little bit of Jackie Wilson. And it's going to be a great night. I'm really looking forward to it. Buddy Guy, the whole it's going to be a great night under the stars,
Cindy
hopefully.
Crawford.
There you go. That's right. Cindy Crawford. Fred Willard, a pleasure to talk to you. Good luck tomorrow night. But always great to have a chance to listen to you and to check out your work on stage and screen. Fred Willard, go ahead.
I really enjoyed this. Thanks so much for talking with me.
Thank you. Fred Willard will be introducing the Fifth Star Award at Millennium Park tomorrow for Second City. All right. How about that, huh? Fred Willard on the show. You can't get any better than that. That's awesome. And it's great that he had somebody there laughing along with him, too. And he's sitting in the park. He's sitting. The best part about it is he's only four or five blocks away.